弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们有再一次一同寻求主心意的机会。
We thank the Lord that we have once again an opportunity to seek before the Lord.
我们在读圣经以前，先有点祷告。
Before we read the scripture, let us have a word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们能有这样的机会，一同在你的脚前。
That we have this opportunity to come before you.
这是你的时间。
This is your time.
我们求你想说话的，想翻译的，想听话的说话。
Lord, we pray that you speak to the one who is speaking, the one who is translating, and all those who are listening.
求你是给我们敞开的天。
Lord, pray that you open up the sky for us.
在这里所遇见的不是说话的人，乃是遇见你自己。
That we do not encounter the one who is speaking, but we meet you here.
我们仰望你，在你的话语中向我们显现。
Lord, we look to you that you speak to us, you show us yourself through your words.
仰望你在你的话中，圣灵把启示赐给我们。
We look to you that through your words, that the Holy Spirit will give us the revelation.
也求你在你的话中摸着我们这个人。
Lord, we also pray that through your words you may touch upon us.
把我们这个人带回到你的宝座前。
That we as people can come back before your throne.
愿荣耀敬拜来归给你自己。
May glory and honor be unto you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们先读几处的圣经。
Let us first read a few scriptures.
先看希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
十一章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
再看罗马书第一章。
Roman chapter 1.
十七节。
Verse 17.
后半部。
The second half of verse 17.
这义是本于信，以至于信。如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith.
我们再看哥林多前书第十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
第一节第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了。又靠着站立得住。
Chapter 15, verse 1. Now I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, in which you also stand.
并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。
By which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you believed in vain.
感谢主，我们一段时间以来一直在思想和交通这个信心生活的基本功课。
We thank the Lord that for some time now we've been sharing about the lessons of a life of faith.
那今天呢，我们看这个功课的一个特别的功课，就是我们怎样持守神的福音。
And today let us look at the special lesson, which is how to hold fast onto the gospel of God.
在哥林多前书第十五章第一节第二节里面的话里面。
In the words of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 1 and 2.
有四个重点。
There are four emphasis.
一个重点是领受。
The first one is to receive.
然后呢还有一个是站立得住。
And the second one is to be able to stand.
另外一个是持守。
And then the other one is to hold fast.
还有一个是因这福音得救。
And then the last one is to be saved for this gospel.
领受
To receive.
我们听起来很简单。
It sounds very simple.
但是我们不一定就是真的有这个实际。
But we may not have this reality.
领受是心里的事情。
To receive is a matter of heart.
你知道主在讲这个撒种的比喻的时候，说这个话撒下去是撒在人的心里面。
You know, when the Lord gave the analogy of sowing, when you sow the seed, it is planted into the heart of men.
所以那有四种的情况，只有一种的情况是能够结果子百倍、六十倍、三十倍。
There were many scenarios, but only one of them were able to bear fruits 100 times, 60 times, 30 times.
所以能不能结果子就跟领受有关系。
So whether or not you can bear fruit, it is related to receiving.
那如果我们只是有知识，头脑的知识，但是心里没有领受，你就发现在我们身上不会有生命的果子出现。
If we do not receive this in our heart, but only have the knowledge in our mind, then we will see that we will not bear the fruits in life.
所以我们头脑就算听懂了，但是我的心里没有领受，还是等于没有，在我身上还是等于没有。
So even if we understand it in our mind, but we have not received it in our heart, then it is as if we are without it.
在我刚刚得救那主催我去聚会的那段时间。
In the days when I first received the Lord and the Lord was urging me to go to meetings.
有一件事情让我印象非常深刻。
There was one thing that left a deep impression on me.
就是有一天主日就是聚会的时间呢，有一个弟兄在台上把诗篇119篇，总共176节，从头到尾就这样背下来。
There was this once during Sunday worship that there's a brother up at the podium who memorized and who recited from memory Psalms 119, the entire chapter.
对我来说是很稀罕、很稀奇的事情。
And at the time, it was very amazing to me.
因为我从小的时候啊，背书就是背不起来。
Because ever since I was little, I had a terrible time memorizing things.
所以我不是年纪大才背不起来，我是从小就背不起来。
So it's not that I don't remember things when as I grow older. I couldn't memorize even when I was little.
所以有人把176节这样一口气哗哗哗哗就背完，哇，我觉得太厉害了。
So therefore, as someone who memorized all 176 verses of Psalm 119, I thought that was very amazing.
等到我再去看这些经节的时候，我发现这些话里面有很多很像的。
And then as I looked at these verses, I realized that there were much repetition.
那就更难了。
And then it's even more difficult.
因为很容易搞混了，从这里把现在那里又牵过来这里。
Because these verses are similar, it's even more difficult because it's easy to be confused.
不过那件事情也促使我去注意到这一篇的诗篇。
But that event also caused me to pay attention to that psalm.
因为那篇的诗篇呢，就讲到那一个在神面前的人，他对于神的话，他对于神的心意，一个很重要的态度是什么态度？
Because it shows a very important attitude of that person towards his attitude towards God's word.
就刚才在播饼的时候哈，好像主就挑起我这样就是过去这个印象，然后呢，我就回头把诗篇119篇呢再看过。
And as we were going through the Lord's table this morning, the Lord reminded me of this, and I went back and reread Psalm 119.
我向投影帮帮助我们一下哈，那个我把一些讲到心啊这样的这些的经节呢，点给弟兄姊妹。
We will show this on the overhead, but I want to point out to you the verses that mentions the heart.
因为你看到他那个写诗篇119篇那个人他心里面的情况。你就知道我们在神面前跟他有差多远。
Because if you look at the heart of the person who wrote Psalm 119, then you will see how far apart we are in our heart.
愿他在神面前那个态度就成为我们的态度。
Pray that his attitude before the Lord would become our attitude as well.
那这一篇诗篇就成为我们的帮助。
And then this psalm will become our help.
好，第二节。
Verse
2. 遵守他的法度。一心寻求他的，这人变为有福。
How blessed are those who observe his testimonies, who seek him with all their heart.
中文翻译法度这个字哈，英文是见证啊，事实上它是见证这个字。
The English translation is testimonies.
他说遵守他的法度，一心寻求他的， 这人变为有福。
How blessed are those who observe his testimonies, who seek him with all their heart.
所以一个人有福的开始呢，是从他的心呢，来向着神的见证。
So the beginning of blessing for a person is that his heart is towards God's testimony.
就是他要接受，他先接受神给他的，他要领受神给他的，他才能向着神的见证。
So first he has to receive what is from God, and then he can observe his testimony.
好，第十节。
Verse 10.
我一心寻求了你，求你不要叫我偏离你的命令。
With all my heart I have sought you. Do not let me wander from your commandments.
你看这一个人，他对于神的话、神的命令有一个渴慕，就是他一直不断的寻求，并且求神帮助他不要偏离。
So you see, this person, he continuously have this desire in his heart to seek the Lord and to ask the Lord to help him to not deviate from his commandments.
这是一个领受的态度。
That is an attitude of receiving.
我们领受的神的话之后呢，有没有一个态度，就是说一心寻求了你，叫我不要偏离你给我的命令。
After we've received the word of God, do we have this attitude in our heart to continuously seek him and to not wander from his commandments?
二十节。
Verse 20.
我时常切慕你的典章，甚至心碎。
My soul is crushed with longing after your ordinances at all times.
我们信主到现在，你有没有为着神在你心上，真正他把他的话把他的负担放在你的心里，到一个地步你感觉到心碎的感觉。
We believe the Lord until now. Have you ever felt to a point of crushing that the Lord has placed these words, that the Lord has committed his words to you?
所以这个人他接受神的话，接受神的心意到一个地步，如果这个不能成就的话，他的心是非常的难过。
This person, he has received the Lord's word to a point that if he cannot fulfill the Lord's words, then he is very sorrowful.
这是一个人他在神前领受的态度。
That is the attitude of someone who received his words from the Lord.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
我的心因愁苦而消化，求你照你的话使我坚立。
My soul weeps because of grief. Strengthen me according to your word.
所以一个人他如果看到神的心意他不能成就的时候，他其实心里是很难过的。如果他渴慕神的心意的话，他很难过的。
If someone desires the Lord's will and he sees that the Lord's will cannot be fulfilled, then he is very sorrowful inside.
他没有办法求人帮助他，他只能求主什么？照你的话使我坚立。
He cannot ask men to help him. He can only ask the Lord to strengthen him according to his word.
所以你知道这个人他对神的心意、神的话，他领受的程度是怎样，否则不会有这么深刻的感受。
So you see what state of receiving this person has about the word and the will of the Lord, because unless he has that, he wouldn't feel this way.
三十二节。
Verse 32.
你开广我心的时候，我就往你命令的道上直奔。
I shall run the way of your commandments, for you will enlarge my heart.
一个人怎么会走主的道路呢？
How can someone walk the way of the Lord?
他的心被主开了。
His heart has been opened by the Lord.
他的心知道方向在哪里。
His heart knows where the direction is.
他知道什么是神要他走的路。
He knows what is the way the Lord wants him to walk.
所以你开广我心的时候，我就往你命令的道上直奔。
So therefore, when you enlarge my heart, I will run the way of your commandments.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
求你赐我悟性，我便遵守你的律法，且要一心遵守。
Give me understanding that I may observe your law, keep it with all my heart.
所以不但是这个人的心向着神，他的悟性、他的心思、他的灵魂，甚至到身体都能够用来跟随主。
So not only is this person's heart towards God, his understanding, his soul, all of that is to observe the Lord.
所以这是一个向着神、向神的心意、向神的话领受的一个很重要的态度。
So that is a very important attitude about receiving the word of the Lord.
三十六节。
Verse 36.
求你使我的心趋向你的法度，不趋向非义之财。
incline my heart to your testimonies and not to dishonest gain.
你做不做这个祷告呢？
Do you have this prayer?
我们常常说，我没有办法，我跟不上。
We often say, I cannot do this, I can't catch up.
我跌倒是应该的。
I am supposed to fall.
我不遵守主的旨意很有理由。
I have all the reasons to not follow the Lord's will.
但这一个人他说什么？他说求你使我的心趋向你的见证，不趋向非义之财。
But this person, he says, incline my heart to your testimonies and not to dishonest gain.
我们愿不愿意做这样的祷告？
Are we willing to pray like this?
求主使我的心能够转向他的见证。
So that my heart would be turned to the Lord's testimonies.
不管有任何的理由，但是我愿意主啊，你把我的心转向你。
No matter what, Lord, I am willing that you turn my heart towards you.
这一转向，神就做工，你的领受就更加的丰富，更加的深入。
Once it is turned, and the Lord's work begins, and then what you receive will be even more abundant.
58节。
58。
我一心求过你的恩，愿你照你的话怜悯我。
I sought your favor with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your word.
你会发现，如果当你愿意遵循神的旨意时，你发现自己跟不上。
When you are willing to follow the Lord's will, you'll find that you cannot catch up.
但是跟不上没有关系，这有一个祷告，就是说我一心求过你的恩典。
But to not be able to catch up, that's fine. There's a prayer here that I sought your favor with all my heart.
如果主你所说的是你要成就的，我却跟不上，我求你用你的恩典来托住我。
Lord, if this is what you want to fulfill, but I cannot catch up to you, then Lord, I pray that your grace will support me.
不但用你的恩典托住我，求你照你的话怜悯我。
Not only will the grace support me, I ask that you have mercy on me according to your word.
我信主越久，我在主的心意上寻求越久，我就越发现我越需要神的怜悯。
The longer I believe in the Lord and the more I seek His will through His words, I realize the more I need His mercy.
我自己对我自己敢讲这句话。
I dare to say this about myself.
如果有一天主说，好，你是我忠心又良善的仆人。
If one day the Lord says, all right, you are my good servant.
那绝对不是我的能力，那是神的怜悯在我身上太丰富了。
It is not because of me, but that it is because the Lord's mercy on me is abundant.
因为有千百次的机会，我都会从这个神的心意中出去了。
Because there are thousands of opportunities for me to leave the will of the Lord.
所以你愿不愿意做这个祷告？
So are you willing to pray like this?
你做这个祷告，你领在神面前领受的程度就不断的加增。
If you are willing to make this prayer, then the degree of your receiving before the Lord will continue to increase.
因为你的心向神是打开的。
Because your heart towards the Lord is open.
所以神因为你这样的祷告，他不能不怜悯你。
Because of your prayer, because of such a prayer, the Lord cannot but to have mercy on you.
哎呀，以前我常常听说这朽木是不可雕也。
Before I've heard that you cannot carve on a corrupted piece of wood.
但是呢，我经历主有个感觉，就是我们的神最智慧、最荣耀，就是他化腐朽为神奇。
But after my experience, I realized that the most amazing thing about the Lord is that He uses what is corrupted.
所以我们看自己就像那个腐朽，没有希望的。
So we look ourselves as these things that are corrupted, without hope.
但是呢，我们愿意求他的恩典，求他的怜悯，他就把我这个没有希望的。能够做成不但有希望，而且甚至有机会荣耀他。
So we ask for His grace and we ask for His mercy, so that He would turn not only He would turn us not only from hopeless to hope, but to be able to glorify Him.
但关键是我们这个人愿不愿意一心的去求告他。
But the key is, are we willing to pray to Him with all of our heart?
69节。
Verse 69.
骄傲人。编造谎言攻击我，我却要一心守你的训词。
The arrogant have forged a lie against me. With all my heart, I will observe your precepts.
遵循神旨意的人不会是坐着花轿上天堂的。
Those who follow the will of the Lord will not just sit in a carriage to go to heaven.
做遵行神旨意的人，一定有机会遇到人编造谎言攻击你。
Those who follow the will of the Lord will always find those arrogant people who forge lies against them.
但是不是在这个时候就说算了，神的旨意有什么了不起？再见。
So then, would you say fine? Then what's the big deal about the will of the Lord, and you leave?
不是，这个人说什么？我却一心要守你的训旨。
But no, this person says, with all my heart, I will observe your precepts.
是有攻击。
Yes, there will be attacks.
是有搅扰。
Yes, there will be disturbances.
但是他的心更向着主去。
But his heart is even more towards the Lord.
七十节。
Verse 670.
他们的心蒙他们心蒙脂油，我却喜爱你的律法。
Their heart is covered with fat, but I delight in your law.
这是一个对比。
This is a comparison.
攻击人的人，他的心是怎么回事？
The person who attacks, what kind of heart does he have?
专心领受、专心寻求神心意人心是另外一个情况，完全是一个极端。
And the person whose heart observes after the Lord's precepts, what is his heart like? That is a dramatic contrast.
所以这里就问我们说，你的心要成为哪一种心？
Here it asks, what kind of heart will your heart be?
你看不看重你心的光景？
Do you take seriously the condition of your heart?
你不在乎你心的光景，你可能就是对你自己的前途是个放弃。
If you do not care about the state of your heart, then perhaps you've given up on your future.
一生的果效是由心发出的。
The result of this life comes from the heart.
如果你可以注重千千万万的事情，但是你忽略你的心，你损失最大的东西。
If you care about many things, but you ignore your heart, then you shortchange yourself.
八十节。
Verse 80.
愿我的心在你的律例上完全。使我不致蒙羞。
May my heart be blameless in your statutes, so that I will not be ashamed.
这个心在神面前，不但要能够蒙神坚固，而且要达到完全。
Not only does this heart need to be strengthened before the Lord, but it needs to be blameless.
这是一个积极的。
This is proactive.
如果你的心不向着神有一个积极的，你在属灵的经历上是空白的。
If your heart is not proactive towards the Lord, then spiritually you're blank.
你可以为主做很多事情，但是真正的属灵经历是空白的。
You can do many things for the Lord, but the spiritual experiences are blank.
八十一节。
Verse 81.
我心可想你的救恩，仰望你的应许。
My soul languishes for your salvation. I wait for your word.
所以这里你知道，这里是向着神。你知道他在各种的情况底下都仰望神自己做工的。
So you see here, under all conditions, he looks to the Lord, he looks to God to do his work.
九十八节。
Verse 98.
你的命令长存在我心里，使我比仇敌更有智慧。
Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies.
所以当神把他的命令放在你的心里，你愿意从心里就开始遵行神的心意的话，其实你是一个有智慧的人。
So if you have the commandments of the Lord in your heart and you're willing to follow them, then you're a wise person.
我们常常觉得在世人当中比较比来比去那个智慧，你不如从神那里得着神亲自领导，那是更高的智慧。
We often compare ourselves to other people of this world, and we think that's wisdom. But what is even better is if you receive the wisdom from God.
一百零三节。
Verse 103.
你的言语在我上堂何等甘美，在我口中比蜜甘甜。
How sweet are your words to my taste? Yet sweeter than honey to my mouth.
所以这个你知道他在神面前接受的态度是怎么样好。
So you see what a good attitude he has before the Lord to receive.
一百零九节。
Verse 109.
我的性命藏在危险之中，我却不忘记你的律法。
My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law.
你有没有为着要跟随主，你有没有为着要遵行神的旨意，落在危险当中？
Have you ever fallen into a danger because you want to follow the Lord's will?
这一个人他落在危险当中，但是他还是不忘记神的心意。
This person has fallen into a state of danger, but he doesn't forget to follow the will of the Lord.
他宁愿神的心意成就，而能够而不在乎自己的危险。
He doesn't care about his own danger as long as the will of the Lord can be fulfilled.
111节。
Verse 111.
我以你的法度为永远的产业，因这是我心中所喜爱的。
I have inherited your testimonies forever, for they are the joy of my heart.
他以神的见证作为他的产业。
He takes the testimonies of the Lord as his inheritance.
因为他心中不但领受了，而且他呢非常喜爱。
Because not only did he receive it in his heart, he very much likes it.
好像他的眼光啊是成为神的眼光一样。
It's as if his sight, his perception has become God's perception.
112节。
Verse 112.
我的心专向你的律例，永远遵行，一直到底。
I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever, even to the end.
心专向神的律例。
His heart is inclined towards God's statutes.
我在学生时代是一个很不能专心的人。
When I was a student, it was hard for me to focus.
所以我常常觉得我失败的原因或者做不好的原因都是我不能专心。
So I often feel that the reason I fail is because I cannot focus.
那我也没有办法叫我自己专心。
But I couldn't help myself to focus.
我知道我不能专心，但是我就是不专心。
I know I couldn't focus, but I just couldn't do it.
毫无办法。
There's nothing I can do.
所以只是用自己意志力在那克制，其实呢，效果很小。
I would try to overcome it with my own determination, but the effects were very little.
但是很感谢主，我蒙恩得救。
But thank the Lord, I was saved by grace.
我蒙恩得救是在我学生时代结束的时候。
I was saved by grace toward the end of my life as a student.
所以我学生时代没有尝过这个在救恩里面的好处。
So as I was a student, when I was a student, I have not tasted the goodness of grace.
所以我心里有一个很深的感受，我如果早一点得救，早一点认识主，那不是多好。
So I always have this feeling in my heart that if I just know the Lord a little bit earlier, how good would that be?
因为不能专心啊。
Because I couldn't focus.
所以想做好的做不好。
Then I couldn't perform well even if I wanted to.
但是很感谢主救我之后呢，我发现在他的宝血底下，在他的救恩里面就可以专心了。
But thank the Lord, after I've been saved, I realized that under His precious blood, under His salvation, I can focus.
所以心一转向主，哎，其他东西都掉下去了，其他东西通通都落下去了。
So as my heart is inclined and turned towards the Lord, then all other things fall down.
哎呀，真是太棒了。
It was great.
所以我真的鼓励在这里的年轻人哈，你的心要转向主。
So I encourage the young people here, your heart has to turn towards the Lord.
你心越向着主，你在主的心意上越认真，保证你在读你的专业的东西呢，是更好的。
The more you turn your heart towards the Lord, the more serious you are about the will of the Lord, then I promise you, the better you'll do in your professional life.
你是在神面前蒙福的。
Then you'll be blessed before the Lord.
好，129节。
Verse 129.
你的法度或者你的见证奇妙，所以我一心遵守。
Your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul observes them.
啊，这里是看到见证的奇妙。
Here we see that the testimonies are wonderful.
所以他的心是完全向着那里去。
Therefore, his heart is completely towards that.
139节。
Verse 139.
我心焦急，如同火烧，因我敌人忘记你的言语。
My zeal has consumed me because my adversaries have forgotten your words.
这里还是为着神的心意、神的见证、神的话能成就他心里的那个感受。
This is still the feeling in his heart as he wants to fulfill the Lord's words, the Lord's commandment.
145节。
Verse 145.
耶和华，我一心呼吁你，求你应允我，我必谨守你的律例。
I cry with all my heart, answer me, O Lord, I will observe your statutes.
他这里是向神的呼求。
Here he's crying out to the Lord.
167节。
167.
我心里守了你的法度，这法度我甚喜爱。
My soul keeps your testimonies, and I love them exceedingly.
所以见证从哪里开始？
So where does the testimonies begin?
见证从心里面开始。
The testimony begins in the heart.
如果你的心里面对神的见证没有兴趣，
If your heart is not interested in the testimonies of the Lord,
那你说你要神的见证成就在你身上太困难了。
Then it will be too difficult for the testimonies of the Lord to be fulfilled on you.
如果你的心羡慕神的见证，
If your heart desires after the Lord's testimony,
你就会呼求神的见证在你的身上，在你可以遇到的范围里面能够成就。
Then you will cry out to the Lord to encounter His testimonies so that they can be fulfilled on you.
所以我们的心常常决定我们在神面前领受的情况如何。
Therefore, our heart often determines the state of us are receiving before the Lord.
不是你的知识。
It is not your knowledge.
不是你怎么会跟人家讲什么。
It is not what you can say to others.
是你的心。
It is your heart.
你若注意你的心， 你可能成为神很重用的一个器皿。
If you pay attention to your heart, then you may become a very important vessel for the Lord.
好， 第二个点就是站立得住。
The second point is to be able to stand.
你因为领受了神的话，领受了神的心意， 你要在神给你摆的地方能站住。
Because you have received the Lord's word and you have received His will, then you have to be able to stand where He places you.
但是这个站住呢， 你首先你要先在神面前站得住。
So, but this standing, first you have to be able to stand before God.
你在神的律法面前站得住站不住？
Can you stand before the law of God?
我刚信主的时候，我每次读到这些律法啦，那些要审判话的时候，我就赶快跳。
When I first believed in the Lord, whenever I read the words of the Lord about his law, then I would just keep on skipping.
因为每次一看的时候，就发现自己的问题在哪里。
Because every time I read it, I see my problem.
而且有一个问题就是，我根本就不想要解决。
And there's one problem that I did not want to resolve.
直到有一天，主光照我是因为我对神没有信心。
And then one day, the light of the Lord came to me, and it showed me that I have no faith before God.
也对神的话没有信心，不相信。
And I have no faith about the word of God. I did not believe.
我经过悔改之后，我才认真地看每一句话。
After I repented, then I seriously read every word.
当我柔软下来，愿意在神面前悔改，愿意蒙光照的时候，我发现神就把我带。 神在我身上的工作就是让我可以能够满足律法的要求。
And as I
当我这个人柔软，
As I become more gentle,
我愿意悔改，
And I was willing to repent,
我愿意在神面前接受神给我的光照，
And I was willing to accept the light of the God to me,
神在我身上 就做一个工作，让我能满足律法的要求。
Then the Lord did His work on me so that I can fulfill the law.
那其实就是我愿意顺服圣灵的工作。
Actually, it is that I was willing to be obedient to the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵叫我停的时候，我就愿意停。
When the Holy Spirit says stop, I was willing to stop.
圣灵叫我走的时候，我就愿意走。
And when the Holy Spirit said to walk, I was willing to walk.
我就发现，满足律法的要求。 不是我的努力。
And then I realized that to be able to fulfill the law, it is not my hard work.
因为这就是罗马书第8章第4节告诉我们。
And that is what Romans chapter 8 verse 4 tells us.
那些律法的意义是成就在那随从圣灵不随从肉体的人身上。
The fulfillment of the law is on those who follow the flesh, not the spirit.
那我在律法面前我就站立得住。
Then before the law, I can stand.
不但站立得住， 是更坚定， 坚固的律法。
Not only can I stand, but also I strengthen the law.
所以要站立得稳， 你圣经你一看， 你就站不住了， 你就很难站稳。
If you read the scripture and you feel that you cannot stand, then it's very hard to stand.
所以要持守福音呢， 你首先要在神面前， 在律法面前先站得住。
So therefore, in order to hold fast onto the gospel, you have to be able to stand before God.
如果一看到圣经都是定罪，然后呢，这都没有解决， 持守什么福音呢？没有办法持守福音。
If you read the scripture and you find that you are committed by these sins, you're nailed by these sins, then how can you hold fast onto the gospel?
另外，站立得住呢，要学会站在神的恩典当中。
And to be able to stand before God, you have to be able to stand before His grace.
也就是我们基督徒的生活是一个时时刻刻在那里支取神恩典的生活。
A Christian life is a life where we continuously draw upon God's grace.
如果你不会支取恩典，你就要靠你自己的力量。
If you do not know how to draw upon His grace, then you have to use your own ability.
你会支取恩典，你给人就是恩典。
If you can draw upon His grace, then what you give to others is grace.
如果你不会支取恩典，你给人的不是恩典，你给人的是其他的东西。
If you do not know how to draw upon the grace, then what you give to others is not grace, but other things.
另外就是我们要站住呢，我们要学会是让主在我身上做工，使我能站得住。
And then to be able to stand, we have to learn to allow God to do work on us so that we can stand.
你发现哈，两个人他同样都是站住的。
And you will see that two people, both of them are standing.
但是一个人呢是靠自己的力量站住。
One is standing with his own, by his own power.
一个呢是主给他恩典，主用他的大能托住使他站住。
And the other, it is he's standing because of God's grace and because God's power is holding him.
在人看来，他们俩都站住。
From men's point of view, both of them are standing.
但是呢，后面的反应不一样。
But what is behind, the reaction from behind is different.
靠自己力量站住的，他一定会要求别人用自己力量。
The one who is standing by his own strength will ask others to also stand with their own strength.
靠自己力量站住的，他会骄傲起来，为什么我能你不能？
The one who is standing with his own strength would be arrogant and say, if I can, then why can't you do it as well?
他会指着自己夸口。
He will boast about himself.
但是靠着主站住的。
But the one who is standing because of the Lord.
是主用奇妙的恩典，奇妙的作为，使他站着的。
It is he's standing because of God's amazing grace and God's amazing work.
这个人他会把荣耀归给主。
He will give the glory to God.
他会指着主夸口。
He will point to the Lord to boast.
他跟主的关系更新鲜活泼。
His relationship with the Lord is fresh and living.
因为在那个要跌倒的时候，主把他扶起来了。
Because as he's about to fall, the Lord held him up.
他知道主的恩典有多大。
He knows how great is the grace of God.
他知道主在他生命中的工作是多实在。
He knows how real is the work of the Lord in his life.
主可以使我们站住。
The Lord can help us to stand.
但需要我们这个人转向他。
But he needs us as a person to turn to him.
所以我们的心如果在神面前是对的。
If our heart is right before the Lord.
我们偶尔错了，神还把我们还带回来。
And occasionally we make a mistake, the Lord will turn us back to him.
如果我们的心没有在神面前。
If our heart is not before the Lord.
我们可能会是错的，却以为自己是对的。
Then we would be wrong, but think we're right.
另外就是在试探中能够站稳。
And then to be able to stand in temptation.
基督徒不是保证不遇到问题的。
Christians are not guaranteed to not encounter problems.
我们读旧约也看到，他们出埃及之后就遇到很多事情。
We see it in the Old Testament when they left Egypt, they encountered many things.
但是就是我们一生当中有很多的试探。
In our life, throughout our life, we have many temptations.
神允许那些试探。
God has allowed those temptations.
但神呢，他的恩典，他的在我们身上大能是超过那个东西。
But His grace and His power on us surpasses those.
所以你在身边有一个好的领受光景，神就使你在试探中呢显出他的得胜。
So therefore, if you have a good state of receiving, then the Lord will show His victory in these temptations.
如果我们的心不向着神，
if our heart is not towards God,
很小的试探就把我们打得落花流水。
Then we will be attacked and be defeated by the smallest temptations.
另外一个就是要继续的站在因为信心所得到的喜乐里面。
And then you have to be able to stand in the joy that you received because of faith.
有时候经历主哈，你会发现主给你那个喜乐是别人没有办法给你的。
Sometimes when you experience the Lord, you will find that the joy He gives you cannot be given by others.
啊，不是人家说一句好话给你听一听呢，你得到喜乐。
It is not that someone will say something nice about you and then you'll be joyful.
啊，不是人家请你吃顿饭呢，哎呀，你这个人对我太好了，那个都不够。
And or someone invite you out for a meal and you're happy.
神因为你在信心上跟随他，他会把喜乐浇灌给你。
The Lord, because you followed Him in faith, He will pour down His joy to you.
要继续站在神给你的那个喜乐的那个光景里面。
To be able to continue to stand in a state of joy.
另外呢，神也允许我们遇到什么魔鬼的诡计。
And the Lord also allows us to encounter the work of the devil.
所以需要在魔鬼的诡计面前能站得住。
So to be able to stand in the deception of the devil,
这是基督徒会遇到的。
That is what Christians will encounter.
我们都没有遇到呢，也有可能是我们在主面前不怎么有心。
If we have not encountered it, then perhaps it is because we don't have the heart before the Lord.
你越向着神的心意，你就越快遇到。
The more you are towards the Lord's heart, then the quicker you will meet Him.
但你不用自己去找。
But you don't have to look for it.
魔鬼知道谁向着神有心。
The enemy, the devil knows who has his heart towards the Lord.
你不用跟魔鬼宣战。
You do not have to declare a war on the devil.
你只要在神面前站在神这一边呢，他会来找你麻烦的。
As long as you're fighting with the Lord, the devil will look for you.
但是呢，因为你在主里面，你领受主的话，领受主的心意啊，你靠着主呢，就能站立得稳。
But if your heart is towards God and you hold on to His word, then you can stand firm.
另外呢，要学会呢，穿上全副的军装，站在属灵的征战当中能站立得稳。
And we have to wear the spiritual armor so that we can stand in a spiritual battle.
还有进一步就是什么？要学会站在神的旨意里面。
And then more so to learn to stand in the will of the Lord.
所以你就知道说你需要明白神的旨意。
So you know that you have to understand the will of the Lord.
如果不明白神的旨意，你怎么能站在神的旨意呢？
If you do not understand what is the will of the Lord, then how can you stand in it?
你怎么知道你现在站的是对的呢？
How do you know that you're standing correctly?
我们需要在主面前不断的寻求。
We need to continuously seek before the Lord.
也许你现在觉得你已经在神的旨意里面。
Perhaps you feel that you are already in the will of the Lord.
但是你还在什么？还要继续保持在主面前继续寻求的态度。
But you have to have an attitude to continue to seek before Him.
另外一面呢？这个站立得稳要站在哪里啊？要站在神荣耀的显现面前。
And then to be able to stand before the Lord's glorious appearance.
你愿不愿意啊？你喜欢不喜欢
？Are you willing? Do you like it?
如果主耶稣今天来，他荣耀的显现，你能不能站在他的面前呢
？If the Lord it comes today in glory, can you stand before Him?
不但站在他面前，要站在他的宝座前。
Not only to stand before Him, but to stand before His throne.
哪些人能站在宝座面前
？Who can stand before His throne?
其实呢，你看那些他们的赞美的话，你就知道那些人经历了什么。
If you see how these people stand firm, then you'll know what they experience.
你看这个或者是启示录第五章。
If we turn to Revelation chapter 5.
他说在十三节哈，我又听见在天上地上。地底下沧海里和天地间所有一切被造主都说愿颂赞尊贵荣耀权势都归给坐宝座的和羔羊直到永永远远
Revelation chapter 5 verse 13 And every created thing which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them I heard saying to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever.
另外一边看到第七章第十一节哈。
Revelation chapter 7 verse 11.
或者十二节好了，说阿门，颂赞荣耀智慧感谢尊贵权柄大力都归我们的神，直到永永远远。
saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever.
所以这些人他在地上的时候，他已经认识到神的荣耀在哪里。
So these people, when they were on earth, they realized where the glory of God is.
他寻求神的荣耀。
They seek the glory of God.
他经历神的智慧。
They experience the wisdom of God.
他经历神的能力。
They experience the power of God.
他经历神的权柄。
They experience the authority of God.
他见证了神的尊贵。
He testified the glory of God.
如果你从来都没有尝过，我相信你很难做这样的赞美的。
If you have not tasted it, then it's very difficult for you to praise like this.
因为我们都不知道是什么东西，你怎么能够把那个赞美归给他呢？没有办法的。
If we don't know what it's like, then how can we give the praises to him?
所以这个我们呢，不但要领受福音，而且要赞助。
So therefore, not only do we have to receive the gospel, we have to be able to stand firm.
在世人面前赞助，在仇敌面前赞助，在黑暗的权势面前赞助。
To stand before the world, to stand before the enemy, stand before the people of this world.
甚至蒙主的怜悯，可以来到宝座前。
And by the mercy of God to be able to go before His throne.
所以，你如果在神面前有这样的实际，你在持守福音的时候，你就知道你该往哪里去了。
If you have this reality, then as you hold fast onto the gospel of God, you know where you're going.
好，所以今天教会在地上不是只是我们这样聚完会吃吃饭，然后就走了就算了。
So today, the church in this world, it is not that we gather and then we eat and then we go home.
神把福音的见证托付给你，托付给我。
God has committed the gospel into our hand.
所以这福音的见证就是持守的重点。
So therefore, the testimony of the gospel is the emphasis is the focal point of holding fast.
第一方面的见证就是生命的见证。
The first aspect of the testimony is the testimony of life.
见证什么？见证主耶稣已经死而复活。
What are we testifying? We're testifying that the Lord has resurrected already.
不但是他死而复活，他那个死而复活的生命在我们这些相信人里面。
Not only has he resurrected, but the resurrected life is inside of us.
所以不是我，不光光是我将来要复活，我今天已经活在复活的实际里面。
Not only will I resurrect in the future, but today I live in a reality of resurrection.
所以这是生命的。
That is life.
这是在每一个人生命的。
That is in everyone's life.
所以你知道受浸的意义，罗马书第六章第三节开始告诉我们说什么？你一受浸什么？是受浸归入他的死，与他一同埋葬，
so,
对不对？
So baptism, what does it symbolize? In Romans chapter 6, verse 3, it starts to tell us that we are baptized into his death.
然后起来的时候什么？叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。那是一举一动就是行事为人在新造的生，在新的生命里面。
So that when we are raised, we might walk in the newness of life.
所以这就是新的生命。
That is the new life.
所以当你一信主，你一受浸之后，应该那个新的生命从你身上就要开始显出那个东西，显出实际出来。
So once you believe the Lord and baptized, this new life it should be able to reveal itself in you.
所以这个生命呢，在我们身上成长，从很小婴孩一直长到少年人，长到父老，长到完全。
So this life can grow in us from an infant to an adolescent to an adult to an older person to perfection.
所以在教会里面呢，不是用旧造的生命来彼此互相的交通的。
So in church, we do not have fellowship with each other with an old life.
如果我们来到弟兄姊妹当中，我们只把我们旧的生命带来，有什么可以夸口的？
If we come among brothers and sisters and we bring with us only our old lives, then what do we have to boast?
有什么对人有益处的？
What do we have to benefit others?
我在没有信主的时候怎样伤害人，我现在来到教会的时候我同样那样伤害人，有什么好处？
How I hurt other people before, now I come into the church and I hurt people the same way, then what is the benefit?
我在没有信主的时候怎样的自我，我来到教会里面同样那样的自我，有什么好处？
how selfish I was before I believed in the Lord. I am selfish the same way when I come to church. Then what is the benefit?
来了教会，不是用旧生命。
We do not come to church with our old lives.
在神面前，神已经给我们新的生命。
Before the Lord, He has already given us a new life.
这个生命是死而复活的生命。
And this is a resurrected life.
胜过死亡的生命。
This is a life that overcomes death.
是主耶稣已经见证出来的生命。
And this is a life that that Lord Jesus has already testified.
所以福音的见证，第一方面就是你有这个生命。
So the testimony of gospel, the first aspect is that you have this life.
所以如果我不是整个人是一个会领受神给我的福音的好处的，我没有办法见证这个生命出来。
If we do not receive the goodness of the gospel, then I cannot testify that gospel.
第二方面的见证。
The second aspect of the testimony.
就是基督身体的见证。
And that is the testimony of the body of Christ.
在哥林多前书十二章十三节说。
First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 13 says.
我们不拘是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗。成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit.
你会发现这个基督的身体不是人做的。
You will realize that this body of Christ is not made by men.
也不是人的一个意识形态。
And it is not a thought from men's mind.
也不是一个理想。
And it is not an ideal state.
是神在圣灵里面做成的。
It is accomplished by God through Spirit.
所以这个身体呢，这个身体的见证呢，是属灵的。
Therefore, the testimony of this body is spiritual.
一切都源头来到主面前，来到在圣灵里面。
All of it originates from the head, from the Spirit.
那这见证显在哪里呢？
And where does this testimony manifest itself?
刚才我们所拨的那个饼、那个杯，就是一个见证。
And that bread and that cup we shared, that is one testimony.
我以前我最早受洗的那一个聚会。
The gathering where I was baptized.
你受洗了就发一个会员证给你。
Once you're baptized, they would give you a membership card.
没有会员证就不能吃饼喝杯。
Without the membership card, you cannot break the bread or drink from the cup.
没有会员证就不能够参加教会里面的活动或者是服事。
Without the membership card, you cannot join the activities or the services in church.
这个不是一个身体的见证。
That is not the testimony of the body.
这是把身体缩小了。
And that is shrinking the body.
甚至把身体分裂了。
To a point that it may be breaking apart the body.
所以这里是告诉我们说，这个铜鼎这个杯子嘛，我们人虽多，但是只有一个身体。
But here it tells us that there may be many of us, but we drink from one cup.
凡是主用重价买赎回来的，他都在这个身体里面有份。
All those that the Lord has purchased with a heavy price, they are all inside this body.
所以在吃饼喝杯的时候，弟兄姊妹之间不能有难处。
So as you drink from the cup and you eat from the bread, then there shouldn't be any difficulty between brothers and sisters.
因为这是一个见证。
Because that is a testimony.
如果弟兄姊妹把难处带到这个饼杯来，就好像饼里面有杂质一样。
If brothers and sisters bring difficulties before this bread, then it is as if this bread has things mixed in it.
这个不能见证主。
That cannot testify the Lord.
所以应该在饼杯之前呢，在主面前先对付掉。
So before you take the bread and the cup, you should deal with these before the Lord.
在主面前先对付掉，如果是跟人有问题的，要跟人对付掉。
If you have to deal with this before the Lord, if it concerns men, then you have to deal with the men.
这一个才有真正的属灵见证。
And that is a true testimony, a true spiritual testimony.
另外一个这个、身体的见证就是，圣灵是把恩赐给每一个肢体的。
The other testimony of life is that the Spirit gives grace to each part of the body.
那主呢，来安排每一个工作，整个职分。
And the Lord arranges all the work and all the ministries.
我们的神呢，把那个功用来给我们。
And then our Lord gives us that function.
所以每一个弟兄姊妹 都有圣灵的恩赐，都有职分，也都有功用。
Therefore, every brother and sister has the gift from the has a spiritual gift, has his function and has his work.
如果我们在主面前跟主的关系是对的话，这就显出那个身体的那个活动的实际出来。
If our life is right before the Lord, then that body will show that life.
另外，这个身体的见证是显在身体是有感觉的，你知道。
And the other testimony of the body is that the body has a sense.
而且呢，身体有身体的约束的。
And the body has its constraints.
你好像就我在这里，我就不能在那里。
As I am here, therefore I cannot be over there.
我不能说手在那里，这个头在这里，那就分开了。
I cannot say that my hand is over there, my head is here, then it's split.
所以身体是有约束的。
So a body is constrained.
那而且呢？身体肢体之间是有供应的。
And the parts of the body supply each other or provide for each other.
你发现每一个肢体之间是互相有供应的。
You see that each part of the body provides for the other part.
所以每一个肢体要学会接受供应，也要学会怎么样成为供应的那个肢体。
So therefore, every part of the body has to learn to accept the provision and to become the provision.
所以我们到教会来不是说啊，我就来接受就够了。你可以刚开始是这样，但是你到一个阶段，你要成为供应别人那个器皿。
You shouldn't come to church and always say that I'm here to receive, to accept. That may be fine from the beginning, but at a certain point, you have to become the one who provides.
这是一个正常的情形。
That is a normal state.
可以说是在供应彼此的。供应接受和供应之间的，然后就逐渐成长起来。
It is in the relationship, it is in the interaction of accepting and providing that you grow.
所以肢体之间互相的看什么是？你觉得那个人很软弱，或那个肢体很软弱，但是他却是不能少的。
You may see this part of the body as being weak, but if you cannot lack it.
所以不能有一个态度是说，那个肢体不要，这个肢体不要，这个人我不要，那个不要。
So you cannot have this attitude of saying, I don't want this part or I don't want that person.
所以如果我们 是这种态度的话，其实就没有活在那个身体里面。
If we have this attitude, then we're not living in that body.
而且呢，这个神配搭这个身体呢，是神做的事情。
And also the coordination of the body, that is the work of God.
所以我们需要来到神面前，让神来亲自成就这件事情。
So therefore, we need to go before God and ask God to personally fulfill this.
不但神配搭呢，神也把特别的体面呢，那给那些有缺陷的肢体。
Not only does God coordinate, He especially gives those who are lacking.
我想到这件事情的时候，我就想想，哎呀，你知道有些弟兄姊妹有特殊的经历啊。
You know, some brothers and sisters have special experiences.
我自己就是有不少特殊的经历。
I myself had many special experiences.
当我想到我有特殊的经历的时候，是不是我是一个特别强壮的肢体呢？
And as I think of these special experiences, is it because I am an especially strong part of the body?
刚好相反。
No, exactly the opposite.
特别软弱，特别不行，所以呢，神就给特别的经历，把你扶起来。
Because I was especially weak, then the Lord gives me these special experiences to lift me up.
所以你有特殊的经历，不要说啊，我比你好，都不一定，刚好相反。
If you have these special experiences, don't think you're better than others. It may be exactly the opposite.
那也许主把一些自己摆在特殊的位置上。
And the Lord may place some people in a special position.
让他显出他的功用出来。
So that he may show his function.
那是不是他呢？就特别强壮呢
？Is it because he's especially strong?
不一定。
Not necessarily.
啊，有些不特别明显的人，反而是很强壮的。
Some people who are not obvious may be stronger.
我印象很深刻，在台湾的时候，有一个弟兄担任这个国际性的特会的总管。
I remember very clearly when I was in Taiwan, there's a brother who was in charge of an international retreat.
哇，你知道他在那个过程当中，他多认真，他做得多好啊！
you have no idea how serious he was or how dedicated he was and how what a good job he did.
每一个人都说他做得好。
Everyone said he did a great job.
但是做完之后，他再也不来聚会了。
But after he did that, he never came to the gathering again.
因为他就是觉得说，怎么只有他一个人做，这个他不干了，而且他觉得这个教会太假了。
But afterwards, he thought, why is he the only person who was working? He thought the church had a lot of hypocrisy, so he never came again.
就是显出的软弱出来。
So it showed the weakness.
所以被摆在明显的位置，不代表你是刚强的。
Because you're placed in a high position, it doesn't mean that you're strong.
所以这里，但是不管神把我们摆在哪个位置，神有一个很重要的事情，就是身体上的肢体不能够分门别类。
No matter what kind of position the Lord places us in, the important thing is that the body cannot be separated.
彼此是需要相顾的。
We all need each other.
不能够分门别类。
Cannot be separated.
也就是不能结党。
And therefore, it cannot form groups.
我们需要站在建造整个身体的角度来彼此配搭。
We have to work with each other from the point of view of building, of edifying each other.
所以身体有个感觉，如果有的身体受苦，其他的身，有时候的肢体受苦，其他身体它会有感觉受苦。
So if one part of the body is suffering, then the rest of the body has a sense, has a feeling of suffering as well.
一个肢体受羞辱，其他的肢体同样受羞辱。
A part of the body is ashamed, then the rest of the body is ashamed as well.
我最近感到就是很羞辱一件事情。
I felt ashamed of something recently.
在台湾的台北市长跑去拜偶像。
Which is that the mayor of Taipei went to worship idols.
报纸上登出来了。
It was in a newspaper.
相片也照出来了。
And the pictures were published as well.
啊，我觉得很羞愧。
I felt very ashamed.
这个是有重大负面影响的东西。
This has a great negative publicity.
以前台湾的李登辉总统他拜偶像。
Before the ex-president of Taiwan, President Lee, he worshipped idol.
他做了一些人家不讨喜、不讨主喜悦、也不让人家受益的事情。
He did things that were not pleasing to the Lord and were not pleasing to men.
有一次我们在办特会，然后我们需要装那些特会需要的东西材料，然后就在我们会所的门口。
One time we were having a retreat and we needed to assemble things that we needed for the retreat and it was right in front of our gathering place.
有个车，他明明那个辆可以走，他不走，就偏要走这里。
There's this car that was driving by and he could have driven another way, but he wanted to come this way.
他就是可以走，他就是不走。
He could have gone another way.
然后就在一直按喇叭。
And he kept on honking the horn.
按完了就想说，你们那个李登辉怎么样怎么样怎么样。
And then he said, "Your President Lee."
我和你们怎么有什么关系
？How was I related to the president？
因为我们都信耶稣的。
Because we all believed in Christ。
一个肢体受苦，一个肢体受羞辱，其他的肢体同样受羞辱。
One part of the body is suffering, one part of the body is ashamed, the rest of it will be ashamed as well。
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
我们要彼此鼓励。
We have to encourage each other。
彼此扶持。
To help each other。
刚强在主的面前。
To strengthen before the Lord.
我们不要造成其他的肢体受苦。
We do let us not cause other parts of the body to suffer.
如果我们不小心成为那个，我们求主怜悯我们，赶快恢复起来。
If we unintentionally do that, we ask the Lord to have mercy on us so that we can be restored.
盼望主使每一个肢体能够让主的荣耀能彰显。
We pray that every part of the body can glorify God.
因为一个肢体得荣耀，其他肢体也同样。
Because if one part of the body is glorified, the rest of the body will be glorified as well.
我们要有身体的感觉。
We need to have a sense of life.
啊，不要觉得其他基督徒做的事跟我没关系。
Don't think what other Christians do is unrelated to me.
如果那是羞辱主的，我们同样受羞辱。
Because if it shames the Lord, then we will be ashamed as well.
如果主得在他身上得荣耀，我们也可以得荣耀。
If God is glorified on him, then we will be glorified as well.
而且呢，肢体是在基督的爱里面来成长的。
And the parts of the body grows in the love of Christ.
我想我就不仔细解释了哈。
I will not explain this in detail.
另外是怎么样？是说显出身体的见证有另外一面，就是神借着基督的肢体来做话语的供应。
And the other aspect of manifesting life is that the Lord will provide through parts of the body.
今天主在弟兄当中，主会兴起他话语供应的器皿。
Today among brothers, the Lord will lift up will lift up his vessels of his words.
这不是为着那个特别的肢体，这是为着整个身体的。
That is not for that part of the body, but for the entire body.
所以为主说话是为着整个身体的，不是为着那一个人的。
Therefore, to speak for the Lord is for the entire body, not for a person.
所以那些的话是能造就、安慰、劝勉，或者带着启示来的。
So therefore, these words can comfort, can edify. It brings revelation.
所以实在来讲，这福音的见证是很大的事情。
Therefore, the testimony of the gospel is a great matter.
好，第三方面的见证就是国度的见证。
The third aspect of the testimony is the testimony of the kingdom.
要让神的权柄显明在地上，如同在天上。
So that the authority of the Lord can be shown in this world as it is in heaven.
另外一方面的见证就是是胜过死亡的见证。教会的根基是什么？教会的根基是阴间不能胜过的。
So the other aspect of the testimony is to be able to overcome death. What is the foundation of the church? The foundation of the church cannot be overcome in Hades.
还有另外一方面的见证，就是神要使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
And the other testimony is that God will take all things in heaven and on earth and let it be united in Christ.
所以这是要让基督真正的作王。
And that is to truly let Christ be the king.
首先的成就在教会里面。
First, it has to be fulfilled in church.
如果教会在这个事情上不在乎，那就没有器皿可以成就。
If the church doesn't care, then the vessels will not be produced.
因为教会拥有成就这件事情的资源。
Because the church has the resources to fulfill this.
所以但愿主帮助我们。
Therefore, may the Lord help us.
所以神给我们在信心里面说所托付的是很大的事情。
What God has committed to us in faith is great.
好，我今天就暂时先到这里。
I will stop here today.
我们一人祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，让我们有这些交通的机会。
Lord, we thank you that you've given us these opportunities to have fellowship.
愿你圣灵在我们身上、心中做工。
May your Spirit do its work in our heart.
如果当中有什么重要的话，愿主你赐给我们回头的亮光。
Lord, if there are important words, Lord, may you give us the light of recollection.
实在叫我们不但因为相信，而且能够站立得稳。
Lord, not only do we believe, help us to be able to stand firm.
而且能够持守你的见证。
And to be able to hold on to your testimony.
也显明你在我们身上的救恩是何等的浩大。
And to be able to show how great is your grace on us.
何等的荣耀。
How glorious.
愿颂赞尊贵荣耀归给你自己。
May glory and honor and praises be unto you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.